How to apply the Dhamma to deal with someone who is very difficult? Huh? This one I remember is the question from Man Yuan. She works in Bank Negara at that time. Huh? So the question is, how do we apply the Dhamma to deal with someone who is very irritable, who throw things in front of you? This one is the boss, huh? And rather unfriendly towards you. Apparently, he is such because of the way he has been brought up. So we can't really blame him. And I don't know how to deal with him. So this Kayamita, at least she tried to justify. Yeah? Because later on, I think somebody told her. And she came to understand that apparently, he is such because of the way he has been brought up. Means the childhood life that he has gone through is not smooth sailing, having a lot of this type of problem. That's why he become like that. So he said, we can't blame him, really blame him. And I don't know how to deal with him. So who want to try? Maybe you open up. Somebody can try to answer that question. What is your advice when you have such situation? This is good opportunity, you know, to test your cultivation, understanding. Anybody want to try to answer? What will you advise, Manyuan? Or maybe I put it in another way better. Anybody else who experienced this style of situation while at work during your career life? Do you have boss that throw foul at you? And very irritable, very rude. Wow, all Kayamita must have good life. Huh? Nobody has such problem. Anybody want to try? It's serious. It's good condition to try. Anybody? Wave your hand or just come in.
Raditya.
Yes.
I've come across a case, a similar case like this. Not me, but my colleague.
Okay. Good. So you can.
This is, I think, the sales manager. So he's always scolding. Okay. He's always scolding, his staff, especially when they can't meet target.
He's scolding them.
And it's so loudly that the whole office can hear. Wow. Can hear him scolding the fella. So after that, I asked that guy, you got scolding? How he's he feel bad? He says, it's like that. He's like that. He accepted the boss to be like that. He keeps quiet. He kept quiet. And then let it pass.
Yeah.
Then whatever is not right, he tries to do his best. That's all. So he said, what can be helped? The boss is like that.
That is one of the way, through acceptance. Mm. Do your best. Good. Sadhu. Mm. Thank you, Yunjan. Very good. Sadhu. Anybody else? Anybody else? This is the time, to share, to let us understand how you have developed the Dhamma understanding. Otherwise, you listen, then you never get the chance to apply or speak up. That's why you won't learn. You can only learn when you try your best to speak up. PG, you unmuted, huh?
Yeah, Bertil.
Your turn, yes. You want to answer, PG?
I'm not so good lah.
Never mind lah, try. You have good experience here. You work in a construction site. You face a lot of these tough people.
I tell you, with the Dhamma, it makes a lot of difference. More able to accept people for what they are. Try to be more reasonable with them. Yeah. But unfortunately, in many cases, you have to be firm, but how to say, firm, but at the same time be reasonable with them. Because previously when I had to deal with them, a lot of times because they are men, they seem to think that they know everything.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to push my ideas across to them.
Correct.
But I think later it becomes a case of mutual respect.
Sadhu. Very good.
Things becomes, how to say, get settled more amicably.
Sadhu. Very good. Very good. Sadhu.
I think we should get Manyan to share because she's in the group.
Okay. After.
Because it's, I think this one has been quite a long while.
Yeah.
I feel that she has learned a lot.
Yeah, she has learned a lot. Yeah, Manjun has learned a lot. Sadhu. She also wrote a lot of short notes. Sadhu. Huh? So I will add on to what PG has shared, which is very good. Sadhu. You know, PG been a lady, but he looked like a tomboy, but he very fierce. Yeah, she shared with us on many occasions. She has to be fierce. Yeah, in a construction site, like he said, dominated by who? The male, isn't it? Mostly. Very seldom you see lady in construction site. That's why when you have lady going to construction site, either is the tea lady or office staff. So seldom you find supervisor or I think in the case of PG is project manager or what? I don't know what your title is, PG. What they call you? Is it project manager?
Yeah, project manager.
So seldom you see a lady as project manager, or they call it a contractor. So in this particular case, to survive in such an environment, you don't have the Dhamma, it's not easy. Like PG came to realize and she shared a lot of her experience. Knowing the Dhamma and comparing to the period when she don't have the Dhamma is very different. When you know the Dhamma, you can accept people for what they are more easily. Then you can have the clarity of mind to resolve things amicably. Then later on, the construction sector people, although dominated by male, they respect her. There is mutual respect, which is very good. Yeah. And she did very well. She really can foresee a lot coming if they don't do it. So they also realized that PG's advice to them was warning her, which is very good. And she has to have that type of character. For her to do well within those environments. And the boss like her, and I think the contractor, worker, all these people also start to respect her and understand that she is good. So if you have the Dhamma, you can do all this, which is very, very good. So let us rejoice. Sadhu to PG and Yunchan, and also Ananda. Now, Manyan, you are so popularly nominated to share. After all these years, I think you have improved much further. Manyan, are you there? Manyan?
Yeah, brother.
Sadhu. Now you're.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. So it's now your show time, Sadhu. Okay, you can speak.
A lot of experience lately.
But I
don't know how to begin to share because all the like and business in there. So when the MCO started, I started working from home.
Okay, that's very good.
If my voice is not clear, you inform you.
Now, because
I have lots of experience that
don't worry. Their voice is very clear. You make sure you are nearer to your computer, then it will be clear.
I'm quite near now because I'm using the hand.
Ah, now very clear. Ah, good. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, ready. So started working home.
From
people
home,
think yeah. I think it's easy. I think they can like, you know, but actually no for me because I still work the hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The boss still chase me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
it's not like actually from home.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I still have that work stuff. And then on top of home, I need more of my members.
Ah, okay.
Some of the things that they irritate me. Because now I see more of them, it irritates me more.
Okay.
So I see it's very hard to share because it's quite private. But then it's quite funny. One morning I woke up washing my teeth.
Yeah.
And there was this the mind wasn't even clear because I could feel that there was calm lah, but there was this don't know what you call it, an understanding. It caught sight, kind of say from when maybe it's not the exactly this the where things come from me. What I understand
Yeah, it no says problem. That, you say you share it, huh?
It says from the time you are born to now.
Ah.
There's reason that you have that make you unhappy.
Oh, your voice is already distorted. Oh. You have to repeat that last part. Yeah. Yeah.
It says
it's breaking.
The understanding is like from the time that I was until now, there is always some reason that I have to feel unhappy.
Oh yeah. I think that one is wisdom telling you where you are like that. Your character is like that. It's from your coming past. You yourself create that thinking to make you unhappy. You have that.
He was telling me.
Yeah. I also have been telling you many times.
So you say, when will you stop?
When will you stop? You must wake up
and
open your view. That is very good. This is what Dhamma is. That in the early days, your way of thinking and your way of looking at things, very funny one. very good.
I understand because that day, Brother D also told me that.
I think like that. Now you found out for yourself. Very good. Your inner nature starting to share with you the understanding and the truth. Good. Sadhu.
But then my mind at the time was not clear, not calm, you know. I can still
no need to be calm one. That's why this understanding or awakening can happen anytime. Not necessary to be in the meditative state. No, as long as you are aware, attentive, mindful, it will happen. Then sometimes while you are in the sleep, it can also come the message, awakening. You ask Song, Alicia, they will know. Something from inside just alert you and let you understand. That is from your nature.
Yes.
Very good, Sadhu.
So after that, I pay more attention to what I say.
That is aware of what you are actually communicating. When you are aware, your speech and the way you communicate with people and the environment become meditation. You remember Krishnamurti said, you must be aware of the way you speak, the way you act, the way you go about doing things, your motive and all those things. This is what meditation is all about, where you become more aware of your own intention, your action, your communication. That is meditation at work. So very good, Sadhu.
Stop myself from saying things I used to say.
So that is straightening your view already. Very good. So you don't go back to the old way. That's why when you
it's become quite still aware, if you can come.
Oh, now your voice it, again.
Sometimes it still comes up the things I see, and then the other party I see that I voted the other party to I irritate the party la.
Oh, okay.
Certain things.
Yeah. Good.
So
you continue to be more aware and mindful of all this. Then you really learn. Then be more sensitive. When you are more sensitive, you can feel for others. That is how you really change. If you cannot feel for others, you cannot change. Because when you cannot feel for others, means what? You are selfish. You only think of yourself. You are not concerned with the emotion and feeling of others. But when you can become more sensitive and you can feel for others, that is the beginning of virtue in you. Very good. So this is the initial process. You will start from there, which is very good, Manya. So I really rejoice. At least today I can hear from you that you have started to develop some form of improvement and changes to the way you actually interact with people, communicate with people, and to work around with people, especially office, career, colleague, and all those things. Very good, Sadhu. Anything else?
Yeah. This one was that irritated me. But I don't want to say out the other team, so not good. So what I did was I wrote down. I wanted to know I was reacting.
Your voice is breaking off. Yeah, continue. Yeah.
I think like this. Uh-huh. What I'm is. Correct, and so I wrote it, and then was surprised. Police told that.
Oh, I think the internet. We can't hear you.
Can I hear me? Yeah.
No, the thing is breaking off. You have to repeat the last part.
No, I write the things that I think it's like that. It may not be like that. I write down things that may not be like that. And I was surprised because I look at it again. It's to be true. That means that I have insight, but I wrote down the side on a piece of paper. Actually, the difficulties that I feel in my heart actually lifted. Bad anymore. It's like I've been thinking only one side, but I didn't think the other, and I could see I wrote down. So I feel much better.
You will feel much better. Very good. I will explain that a bit for you. Listen, you say when you start to write things down, become more clear. It at least first thing it do is slow down your thinking, because otherwise the danger is it become thought based, analytical. You start to analyze. When you start to analyze, then you are not really developing the understanding. The understanding is don't analyze. Feel, like you say, feel. Then you will come to realize all the time your thought is centered on yourself. You didn't feel for others. That's why all this will start to surface. And you will start to develop the understanding of how to be sensitive as a human being. Because we are not alone in this world. The way we treat people, according to karma, is the condition for people to treat us. We will become the victim. So if that is not the way you want people to treat you, then you must check how you treat people. That's why if you are good to people, people will be good to you. Selfish, violent and have all the funny character or personality in you, then karma wise it will come back to you. So always reflect on karma. How can I act this way? How can I behave this way? Because this is not appropriate. This is not the way I want people to treat me. And when you understand this, you will never do all these things where you know it's coming. So likewise, when you communicate with your children, when you attend to your children, you will never be selfish. You will never do things that only suit you. You will never like put authority on them and put fear on them, eh? Or cause misery without you knowing. Well, all this is this repercussion. So Dhamma cultivation is to develop sensitivity through an understanding. When you are sensitive, silent, mindful, observe without the thought coming in, then you start to understand based on essential Dhamma. If the law of karma is such, how should I act? I must act with wisdom, following Noble Eightfold Path. Am I following Noble Eightfold Path? Do I have right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood? This is the best guideline. So whatever you write on the paper, don't analyze. Just check against the essential Dhamma, especially Noble Eightfold Path. Do I arise the right thought based on right view? Right view means what? Right view. So whatever you experience, you tell yourself, very likely this is what I did to people in the past. The boss throw fouling. How come other people don't have it? Only I cannot. Then only I suffer. Means in the past, you must have did this to people and caused suffering, misery, and stress. So now you understand, because of coming, the condition arise, you have to face it. You have to entangle yourself with it. So that's how you get yourself into the situation. So when you understand this is coming, then you have to accept this reality to right view. Then you act. How do you act? You do what you have to do. If you want to seek forgiveness, repentance, to resolve all this karmic thing amicably, do it. Then after that, the Buddha, to avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind, and never repeat all this mistake again. Never break the precept again. And then invoke power of merit for turnaround. These are the three ways that can help you improve your life, solve your problem. And this is most simple. Yeah? So once again, thank you, Manyan, for your good sharing. It gives rise to condition for all Kayamita to develop the understanding and the learning. So I think this way of sharing is good. Eh? You all agree or not? Yeah? So that more people can speak out. Otherwise, everybody is so shy. So today one is very good. So thank you to all. Yuan Chan, PG, Ananda, and Manyan. Sadhu, let's rejoin. Sadhu, sadhu. Thank you for giving rise to the condition for Dhamma to be shared and flow. And also for some very good sharing by Kayamitas. Thank you. After the question, I asked back Manyuan, I said, is he or she one of your family members or friends? He said, yes, she is one of my family members. This one is a family member. Earlier on is the boss. So I replied, I said, to apply the Dhamma is very simple. Just follow Noble Eightfold Path. See, Noble Eightfold Path is the wisdom way. When you follow Noble Eightfold Path, you follow the advice of the Buddha. And this is the wisdom way. So always remember, whatever you do in the name of meditation, if it doesn't bring you back to the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation, then it is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Because according to the Buddha, the fourth noble truth, if you cultivate this noble eightfold path and apply it, it will lead to the end of all suffering. You meditate to realize enlightenment, to develop the wisdom to be free from all suffering. That's why noble eightfold path is the meditation. So use it, cultivate it until you have the embodiment of all the noble eightfold path factor. Then I explained to her, based on right view, I said, she is just the way she is. So have the right understanding or the right view to accept her for what she is. This is based on right view with regards to law of karma, law of mind. Then you will be at peace. If not, you will react and perceive her with negativity, which you have described via your question. So now you can see all this very clearly. With right view to accept her for what she is, first you will be at peace. You won't get angry. You won't react. There is clarity of mind. And then you can act following Noble Eightfold Path, which means you will not react and perceive her with negativity and stir your mind, which she has already described in the question. All the harsh words. Very irritable, throw foul, all those things. So all this, when you have the Dhamma, is so different from those who act without the Dhamma understanding. Then I say you will have to move on after that to realize that this is suffering that will arise when you are with people whom you don't like, as described by the Buddha under his first noble truth. And the cause behind is your craving, born of your self-delusion. So to overcome this delusion and craving, you will have to accept her for what she is. Then learn to arise the right thought, pleasant and gentle right speeches, following Noble Eightfold Path to deal with her. Do not react or reason with her, because it will not bring about a solution to her so-called problem or negativity, as she had perceived earlier. Have love and goodness of heart to understand her. Radiate metta and make aspiration to help her change for the better. All this will help. With mindfulness, observe her and await the right condition or appropriate condition to counsel her and bring her into the Dhamma fold when conditions are appropriate. Slowly, with patience, loving kindness, and wisdom, she will come to accept you one of these days. So that's the advice I gave you at that time, which is very good. Well, this one is your family friend. Yeah? But when it comes to bosses, it's different again. So for bosses, there are many ways to attend to it. One of the ways was, as mentioned by Yun Chan, he is the way he is, so accept him for what he is. Then try your best. Then got condition, you manifest and try to explain things to him. But different people approach it differently. For me, I don't have such experience, that's why I also don't know what to tell you. I never have such problem. But I have seen bosses who are worse than this. Much worse than what you are able to explain and all those things. But personally, I never have to face or confront all these things, because I think it's the way I understand things and the way I am able to actually develop the understanding to actually interact with people in the way I understand it. And very strangely, almost everyone today, those that I work for, my boss and my senior, they can understand what I'm trying to convey to them, and they respect me. And they really treat me differently, look at me differently. Maybe because I have certain type of wisdom and understanding that enable me to solve their problem. And I deliver. That is the most important thing. So because of that, that respect and the way they treat me is different. I work with bosses that has this type of fear and harassment, management by fear and harassment. And the famous song that he liked is My Way by that, what? Sinatra. What is the singer's name? Frank Sinatra. Yes. My Way. I will do it my way. So everybody know him, you know, when I joined that listed company. So his favorite song is that. No? Then later on when I came to know, I was very surprised. I say I never knew he was like that, but I never experienced that. He never tell me of it in that way. In the sense, I was very surprised. Many things he listened to my advice and he did it and it actually helped him. And he make a lot, the company make a lot of money, he save a lot of money too. Then a lot of things happen. That's why everything is different. So it depends on the way you understand things and approach things. You may meet the same bosses, but the outcome need not be the same. And I don't have such problem as like fearing him and all those things. I heard later on from a lot of staff, they say, Theo, you shouldn't simply go and see our big boss because he got mood on. If that day you check with the secretary, the mood not right, avoid him, otherwise you cannot live, right? But I never had that problem. So only people who have fear, then some, they told me, before you go in, you are already shivering with fear. When you are inside there, you can't even answer him because he like a submachine gun. You the more you answer, the more scolding you have and all those things. I was told about all this, but I feel funny because not everybody can handle such situation and has the Dhamma understanding. You must always remember, first thing first, never argue with your boss. Rule number one, your boss is always right. Rule number two, wherever your boss is wrong, refer rule one. So don't try to argue with him and justify or whatever. But for me, I say in a very nice way. I say, I will address them in the appropriate way. Sometimes they call him by Mr. something, but I will address him by his name because I think when I went for the interview, we had a very good chat and we respect each other. Then I said, I call him by name and I said, so-and-so, I said, I don't think this is appropriate. This is not the way that things should be done. Yes, I have my understanding and I have my moral principle, ethic and all those things. Then I say, if that is what you want, then maybe it's more suitable you can get somebody else to handle the project. For me, I say, you want me to do it, I will not do it this way, I will do it. I dare not say my way. If I say my way, I think something may happen. I will do it in accordance with the appropriate understanding so that all this can be resolved amicably, so that we don't have to end up being scolded by people or hate by people or behind the back you cannot all that thing. That's why we have to be sensitive. So if we do things that are reasonable, can resolve things amicably, don't shortchange or cheat people. No point. Because these are the money not worthwhile. And later on I remember there was one project which I can still remember. It was involving some property development. So the artwork was such that there was one row of terrace houses. In front of the terrace house was an open ground, yeah, so undulating site. Then he realized there is a slope about 8 feet high. You know. So these houses, they cannot see their view. You know. The so-called green area or the park, cannot be viewed by them. So he immediately gave instruction to review the platform, which was very good. And I fully agree, because the consultant, when they proposed, they also didn't see. But when we were at the site, we saw. So I also pointed out to him. Then he said, yeah, do it, do it. Don't worry about the money, do it. So we redesigned the platform. Then it become more tangible. Then you know what he told me or not later on? He said, yo, I don't want to end up being cursed by the owner, he said, for the rest of my life. So he said, that money is not worth it. That's why he also changed. He also believed in all this. Don't try to cheat and deceive. Then I say, spend money on the landscape, everything. So there was one scheme in Puchong Prima, I think. He did it, and the scheme sell very well. I say, they will promote for you. The buyer will promote for you. You look after the scheme, the access road, the landscape, everything. Then make sure your defects liability, do it for them, and get the contractor to do a good job so that minimum defect. Then your scheme will sell well and you will make a lot of money. Yes, that scheme turned out. Puchong Prima did very well. So there are many ways to do things with understanding, and it will still turn out to be beautiful. So don't worry. So this is my little sharing, if it's from your boss.